Before we get started today, I just wanted to take a minute to invite you to our next group consult. If you are a trauma treatment professional and want to gather with other like-minded professionals to gain support, insight, and share your own knowledge and resources, join us. You can present or you can just listen. This opportunity is open to all trauma treatment professionals. It will be held virtually and we will meet for 1.5 hours. Don't miss it. Register and learn more at traumatreatmentcollective.com. Welcome to the Trauma Treatment Collective podcast. My name is Nina Keeler, a licensed marriage and family therapist and trauma specialist. In this space, we will share tips and tools on how to grow your trauma treatment skills while also keeping your own mental health in mind. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about pacing in trauma treatment. And when you're thinking about pacing, we're going to start with kind of the definition of pace. The definition of pace is the speed at which something is done or happens. Again, the speed at which something is done or happens. So if that's a general definition of pace, and we kind of take that and set it down into trauma treatment, it's really setting the tone for the frequency, the duration, and the intensity of moving towards activation or being in an activated state for our clients. So how fast are we moving towards it, and how long are we staying in it, and how often are we getting in it, how often are we moving towards it, and at what intensity are we moving towards it? So again, you're looking at the frequency, the duration, and the intensity of moving towards activation or being in an activated state. So one would say, well, why do we have to even worry about pace? Why is pacing important in trauma treatment? It's the right movement in between stabilization and activation. So I always kind of like to think about kind of like an infinity symbol or figure eight. And like that's the movement. The pace is how fast we move through that figure eight. So we're in activation, we're in stabilization. We're in activation, we're in stabilization. And if you could see me, you could see my hand kind of going back and forth and kind of following that figure eight or following that infinity signal. So the reason why it's important is because it really allows, as you're moving through that activation and back into stabilization, into that activation and back into stabilization, it allows for completion, it allows for integration, and it allows for increased capacity for our clients. That's big for our clients as trauma treatment clients. They want completion, they want integration, and they want increased capacity. And how fast we move in between stabilization and activation is a big indicator of if we're gonna get that completion, if we're gonna get that integration, and if we're gonna get that increased capacity for our clients. It's also important because we need to really track that too much or too little can hinder progress. So if we bring too much activation into the system, it can really cause things to go awry. And if we bring too little into the system, it can also cause things to go awry. It can really allow things to kind of just be kind of dormant in the process if it's too little. And if it's too much, it can lead to re-traumatization. And so that's important. So pacing is important and making sure that we keep our clients safe. The last reason for why pacing is important is it empowers the client. So if we're doing the right pacing, it really allows the client to see like, hey, I can handle this. And if I get too overwhelmed or too overactivated, then I can kind of bring myself back down. I can get back to stabilization. So if our pacing is good and clients are feeling like they're in control, it really empowers them in their healing process. So that's really important too. We talked about the what and the why, and now we're going to talk about when do we move into pacing and trauma treatment. Really, I like to think about it as setting the tone in consult. So you're really allowing, if you're going to do a consult with a client, before you even take them in as a client, then you're really setting the tone for the pace of their treatment. You're letting them know that we move at a slow pace, or we move at a pace that's safe for you, and you're really allowing them to know that, hey, pacing is important. So by you even saying that and setting the tone in the consult, it really kind of, you know, lines you up for a good kind of outcome as you move through treatment. Then you're going to really, you know, if you do the intake, then you can also work with pacing and intake. So a lot of times clients want to tell you all the nitty gritty details, and they want to give you all the facts, all the things that happened, tell you the whole story. And so I really encourage clients to pace themselves. I really encourage clients to slow down, especially if they are really wanting to tell me all of the details and give me all of the stuff. And I say, you know, all of this is really important, but we really got to slow down because we want to make sure that you have the capacity to sustain all the things that you're bringing up right now. And so even though, you know, you want to give me all the information, I want to hear all the information, we really have to also pay attention to whether your system can handle all that information being brought up at one time. So you can also set the tone in your intake. Then you really want to look at it in the beginning too. Remember, you're moving between activation and stabilization, activation and stabilization. So in the beginning of treatment, you're really starting to build a relationship. You're creating safety within that relationship with your client. And so that's a good place to also be thinking about pacing of like, okay, I'm noticing my client's getting activated, so I'm going to move them into stabilization. And so the pace, you know, the duration, the frequency, the intensity that I'm holding them in activation, or how often I'm moving them towards activation, you can really start to kind of play around with that in the beginning parts of your trauma treatment process. Then as you move into more stabilization, you maybe hold them in activation a little bit longer. So the duration of activation is going to be a little bit longer in stabilization because you're wanting them to kind of feel some of that activation, but then you move them back towards stabilization to really practice those stabilization skills. And then when you're in the processing phase of treatment, or kind of, you know, they're starting to really integrate their trauma experience, then you want to, you know, also again pay attention to pacing. So really, if you think about it, pacing is important from the time you meet the client until the time you terminate with the client. And you really want to kind of pay attention in the processing as well to really help them to be able to kind of work through that and ensure that they're able to manage all the things that they're working through. And you're looking at whether they're able to manage it not only in session, but also in between sessions. So how are they doing when they're not in session with you? How are they doing in their everyday life? And then also, how are they managing in session? And are they able to get back to stabilization with prompts? Are they able to get back to stabilization with you guiding them? Are they able to get back to stabilization on their own? And so you're looking at all of those things and really kind of knowing whether your pacing is okay. Sometimes we need to kind of back up a little bit and go back to safety and stabilization if we're in the processing phase. And sometimes we need to move clients forward a little bit because they're kind of wanting to hang out in stabilization and not really wanting to get into the processing. So, you know, again, that goes into pacing. How fast are we moving towards and how long are we staying in activation? Then the next part that I wanted to talk about was, you know, how do you get pacing down in my sessions with clients? And I wanted to give you some tips on how to do that. So one of the things you kind of heard it a little bit when I was talking about when is the phases. So having some type of phase of trauma treatment or some kind of flow of how you do trauma treatment. So for me, I have phases. I have the safety phase, I have the stabilization phase, and then I have the processing phase. That really helps to set the flow of the treatment. And so I know, like, these are the things that we're trying to accomplish here. These are the things we're trying to accomplish in this next phase. And then these are the things we're trying to accomplish in the final phase. And so I can kind of tell whether a client is ready to move towards a different phase or whether they need to move back to a different phase. And that also allows me to kind of play around with pacing. Because if I'm in a safety phase, then I'm not going to hold them in activation or go towards activation as much as I would in a stabilization phase. And then if I'm in a processing phase, I'm definitely going to go towards activation more or hold them in activation a little bit more if we're in processing phase. So it really helps you to kind of conceptualize, okay, I'm in this phase and this is how much activation we need to move towards. This is how much I need to hold them in that. This is what I'm looking for. And then we'll move to the next phase. The next thing is, don't be afraid to interrupt your clients. So one of my favorite phrases in my sessions is, can I gently interrupt you, please? I always like to say, can I gently interrupt you? Because I want them to know that it's not me just kind of you know, haphazardly jumping in and cutting across them. It's just me saying, hey, I just would want to bring your attention to something, or hey, I'm curious about this, or hey, I want to catch this particular movement in your body, or notice this thing that's happening while you're telling me about this. So I'll just say, can I gently interrupt you? And so that's a really nice way of kind of just interrupting clients and kind of bringing their attention to things or moving their attention away from things. And you can kind of be able to kind of move the session in the way that you need it to move. And sometimes that's really helpful. Sometimes you might need to bring clients back to activation. So they've moved away from activation. You don't really have to gently interrupt them because they are, you know, fine with that, with not telling you anything. So you're trying to bring them more towards activation. So sometimes you have to actually do that. And one of the ways I found that's really helpful is by curiosity. So I'll say, I'm curious. We were just talking about blah, 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 blah. So I'll kind of bring them back to the subject that was creating the activation that they moved away from. I'll bring them back to that and have them kind of reorient to what we were talking about. And that can be helpful sometimes in pacing too, especially if you kind of need to pick up the pace a little bit and you need to bring clients, move clients more towards activation, then you can do that through curiosity. Also, another thing is working from the outside in. So a lot of times clients will want to go to the middle of the thing, you know, like to the worst part of something. And a lot of times I find that it's really nice, based on the way that I was trained as a somatic experiencing practitioner, to work from the outside in. So either I'll work from, you know, what happened before the trauma, the hardest part of the trauma, or what happened after the hardest part of the trauma. Like when did they know they were safe? And so I'll start kind of talking out there and then kind of work backwards. Or I'll start talking like, well, what was your morning like? What, you know, how did you wake up? Or what was that week like? Or what was it like being a 7-year-old? Like, tell me what you like. What was your favorite things? Like, you know, did you have a favorite outfit? Or, you know, something that kind of just helped them to kind of connect to the experience before we get into the trauma, the meaty part of the trauma. So that's a way too. You can kind of work from the outside in. And kind of get clients, and that's a nice way to kind of pace them so that they're not kind of going straight for the big thing. And the last thing is tracking. So tracking your client and making sure that you're able to determine how long your client can, their ability to maintain or regain stability. So tracking a client, really paying attention to if they're able to maintain stability or if they can regain stability if they get destabilized. So that's another way of pacing too, is just kind of tracking and paying attention and seeing how well clients are able to get to stabilization or maintain stabilization. And if they're not, then you know maybe there's too much activation in the system. We need to kind of go back and kind of work on stabilizing and really feeling into those stabilization skills, or go back and work on safety and really kind of connect to that sense of safety and helping them to feel safe within themselves, within the relationship, within their environment, so whatever else is going on. So if a client can't maintain stability or get back to regain stability, then that's also an indication that your pacing might be a little bit off. So hopefully this is helpful as you are thinking about pacing in your trauma treatment and why it's important, how to do it, when to do it, what pacing is. I'm hoping that I was able to be clear with you and kind of talk with you a little bit about pacing, and you can take some nuggets from this and apply it to your own work. All right, well, take care. I hope you enjoyed our episode for today. Just a quick reminder before you head out, just make sure you head over to thetraumatreatmentcollective.com to learn more about our monthly group consults. We would love to have you join us.